This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There's a bidding war afoot for the Hillshire Brands Company, which you may know as the maker of Jimmy Dean sausage, ballpark hot dogs, and Golden Island jerky. Well, meat processor Tyson Foods swept in with a bid of $50 a share today, topping a recent offer from rival Pilgrim's Pride, the second largest chicken producer in the world. So why are meat products suddenly such a hot commodity? Kate Davidson reports.
Hillshire seems to be king of the prom, slightly beefy, but also heavy into pork products and prepared meats. Analyst Hester Jen with Ibis World says the companies wooing Hillshire have one thing on their minds.
The main driver of all these offers that are being made to purchase Hillshire right now is the increasing price for beef, pork, chicken.
Tyson and Pilgrim's Pride are meat processors, and they've got a problem if costs are volatile and margins low. Take those packages of Tyson chicken in the refrigerated section.
In that part of the store, you don't get a premium price.
Rob Mosco is a senior analyst at Credit Suisse, which has investments in the sector.
Because you're not doing that much to the chicken other than putting it on a tray and cutting it up.
Enter Hillshire with a portfolio of value-added products with higher margins. Kevin Dreyer is a portfolio manager at Gabelli Funds.
You'd pay more for a prepackaged frozen Jimmy Dean sausage sandwich on a croissant
than you would for a more basic meat product. So Hillshire's wooers want to diversify and move up the value chain. But to go back to the prom analogy, Hillshire recently asked someone else to dance, a packaged foods company called Pinnacle. Hillshire wants to diversify, too.
So if that deal were consummated, that would probably make it much more difficult for Hillshire to be acquired.
So it's make or break time before Hillshire pins his corsage on another company. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.